Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon. Today is Monday, and we are guiding your light with Kurt. Joel Griffin started the Hope Collection and the Optimize My Life video show, which is part of today is, and it was his plan and goal was to empower people and to give them the tools to help others to help others. Joel Griffin was a brilliant and generous man. And with Optimize My Life radio shows and being sponsored by the Hope Collection, a non-for-profit organization that has programs that support eight areas, faith, family, food, housing, wellness, energy, arts, and education. Its slogan is to help others by helping them to help others. If you look at the situation and you said that there's eight things, well, that's why there's a broad base of things. And you have the slogan to help others. That sounds pretty synergetic. And you are right. Our goal is to optimize your life, to optimize everybody's life, to help you and everyone else take them forward, to improve the quality of life across the board for you, for your families, your extended families, in your communities, your regions, across the country, and across the globe. The beauty of that is that it's overly exciting. It is about helping other people, and if we can approach life in that respect, it's terrific. The founder of the Hope Collection, Joel Griffin, had this approach and this viewpoint that giving is the best gift in life. The cycle of appreciation is approaching life in a viewpoint of not catching up when you only want to give what you do is that you take that hook away. The objective is to help others, but the beauty is to help them help others. And that is a pay it forward kind of approach. So you are building people to build people and their lives, their neighborhoods, their families. Then everything begins to appreciate what this world, this whole show is about. And now we are excited about being able to offer this opportunity to you to come, to listen, to engage. And we are now offering you hope for lunch today in the shape of being thankful. As we approach Veterans Day and the holiday season, many of us have a lot to be thankful for. And with the election around the corner, it may be hard to appreciate everything that we should be thankful for. We may focus on the negatives and not the positives. And with everything going wrong around you, it's easy to do. So today we're going to talk about how you can change your perspective to worry less about things you can't control, things you can't change, to appreciate the little things in life instead of just assuming and taking everything for granted. Hi, Kurt. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, everybody? How are you, Harry?
Doing great.
Good. Good. Well, we have a lot of we have a lot to be thankful for to the vets. Without that, we would not have freedom as we have today. Every time I see a vet, I like to go up to him and say thank you for your services. And I appreciate that when I say that. Hello?
Yep, I'm listening.
Okay. I just had a dead air, actually.
Sorry, my allergies kicked in big time today. So if you hear it quiet, I'm wiping my nose or something.
Okay.
Or I'm coughing. It's just,
Yeah. Mute. Cough button. But, my father served in Vietnam back in 19... when did Dad serve in Vietnam? 60?
Hi,
Mom. Hi, Mom. When did Dad go to Vietnam?
The late 60s, I believe.
Okay. All right. But he was a helicopter pilot, and he served the war duty there. But he flew those big Chinooks. Mary, you may know what a Chinook is.
He was stationed in Da Nang.
Oh, was he?
Uh huh.
Now, tell us more about Bob, your second husband, Mom. Bob has a very interesting life story, and maybe you can touch on some stuff that he did during service.
Kurt, I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Tell us about Bob Norman and how he served in the World War II and Korean War.
Yes. My second husband, Bob Norman, enlisted when he was 17 years old in the Navy. And he was sent into World War II. And he made it through, thank God. But it was rough. And he always would talk about when they came back and went to San Francisco on their ship. Everybody was cheering.
That's awesome. And I don't know if Rick Reese is on today, but
yes, Kurt. So let's continue on. So being thankful.
Okay.
We all have a lot to be thankful for, being born in this country for starters, being able to be free to decide what you want to do. The cool thing is that when you look at the Bible, there's so many different quotes and different stories and different places you can look just about everywhere on a guide on how to be thankful, how to remind yourself to be thankful. You know, when... Huh?
I'm thankful every day.
Yes, a lot of us are. But when you're facing that domino effect where one thing goes wrong after another, it's hard to be thankful, to be happy, to have gratitude for the little things you have.
Mm-hmm.
Turning your viewpoint around and looking at things through a different perspective, it really helps you to be more positive and to be more grateful. And that's when, you know, when you're questioning things or you're starting to look down, talking to God is a good step to help give you the wisdom, but also just to give you a break. Put it on someone else's shoulders and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He's there to help you carry the loads of things that go and not meant for you to carry everything by yourself. Oh, in our society, we tend to look for the worst in people and situations, and we eagerly criticize those who don't look like us, talk like us, think like us, even agree like us. Believing a thankful heart will be eager to look for the good and the beauty in the hand of God throughout each day, and a thankful heart will help renew your mind. And as we are created to be thankful people, a thankful attitude will contribute to a youthful spirit. You'll have more energy. You will feel more uplifted.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is and his good, pleasing, and perfect will. No, don't follow the pattern of what everybody else is doing just because everybody else is talking negative.
No.
Be the words of wisdom and be the one that's grateful. You know, the easiest way to do that is look at your children. You know, when they're young, they're always happy. Toddlers don't dwell. On the negatives. They don't dwell on bad things. They're always looking at the happy thoughts, the pretty flowers.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with upbringing, Kurt. They're not old enough. These are 1-2-year-olds. You are basically learning how to just function. Your brain, when you are born, you cry for a reason. You're hungry. You're uncomfortable.
Right.
You're mad. Kids normally, when they're young, before they're taught to think negatively, they are taught by your environment to look down on things. You're taught all that. You are naturally wired to be a positive person. You're naturally wired to be happy. Your environment causes you to change and look at things differently, which is why the Bible verse from Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of the world. The world is what's teaching you to be negative. The world is what's teaching you to think. It's not a natural wiring in our brains. Transform yourself and renew your mind to when you were a child because you were happy.
you. That's true. Babies are happy all the time. Well, sometimes when they need a team of the vet even.
No, we all hear from time to time the importance of being thankful, the importance of showing gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a lot of people, when you say that, you get the eye roll, the blank stare, the comments.
Yep.
And we know that the
mm-hmm.
gratitude is important. But it can be hard to take it seriously when our primary mode of interaction and concept is the Thankful Thursday hashtag, or let's donate during the holiday season because, you know, that's the right thing to do. You know, our society as a whole, for the most part, has lost touch in the true meaning of gratitude. And that's understandable. Gratitude requires reflection and stillness. And those are two things that are very difficult in our overstimulated, busy world. How often do you just sit and do nothing? Without a TV going, without your phone in your hand, without staring at a screen, a book, doing something. Not very often, because we're always doing something.
Yeah.
And part of that
yeah,
is we're missing out on the benefits of gratitude.
That's true.
The biggest reason why being thankful and gratitude is so important is it improves your mental health. Now, if you're struggling with anxiety, depression, the last thing on your mind is being grateful or thankful for something. But if you use that positive look and being grateful for you're alive each day or you have a roof over your head or whatever it is, find little things in your life, it helps boost All right, that's better. It helps boost your mental well-being. It's your mom, whatever she's doing, she's making noise.
Yeah.
One study showed that participants who wrote gratitude letters regularly displayed significantly better mental health than those who didn't. And studies have shown that gratitude has the power to rewire our brains for the better. You're basically taking it and rewiring to stop thinking so negative and thinking positive. Now, gratitude also improves your physical health. You're trying, and I know you're all thinking I'm crazy, but when you're feeling down, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're angry, you're miserable. You don't sleep well. You may get sick a lot more often. Because when you feel like that all the time, your body actually is harder to absorb the nutrients in your body. So your immune system takes a hit. So a lot of times people who do have health issues, when you change the way you think to a positive and being thankful for things and grateful for things, it significantly increases how your body absorbs nutrients and how you sleep better. You're calmer, you're more relaxed, so you're not, your blood pressure lowers. And they have done studies and proved that your pain reflectors, people who have chronic pains but they don't know where they're coming from, has a lot to do with your mental well-being. So when you're looking at more positive approaches and being more grateful and more happy, more thankful, you'll learn that those little issues you have, the twinge in the knee or, you know, your back hurting, your muscles are tense, will subside. You will be more relaxed and loosened. It also strengthens your bonds, your social bonds between yourself and others, your family, your kids. Now, gratitude kept to yourself can have tremendous benefits. But expressing gratitude, saying thank you, makes a real difference and benefit between you and the other person. It makes that connection closer. That person understands that.
Now,
go ahead, Kurt.
Sometimes people do lose their or get it back. Maybe it'll fall out. But gratitude, the most important thing in life. My aspect of it. And you should be grateful for everything you have, regardless if you think it's meaningless to other people. You're still gratitude to you.
Yes, Kurt, but if you're always positive, you're always grateful for everything, that's worse, just as bad as being negative. You're not being real. You're always, in life in general, you're always going to have self-doubt. You're always going to have a time in your life where something bad's going to happen. And if you don't feel all the emotions are good. We're designed to have all emotions for a reason. And when you bury those emotions, you never learn how to deal with it. And when you bottle everything up, you're going to explode.
Yeah, well, a long time. I just tell that again until I decided I didn't talk about it.
Another aspect we're being thankful and gratitude is your resilience. When you're dealing with bad things, it helps you refocus on positives. It helps you take the solution oriented role. So, you know, like we talked about last week, when things happen, instead of sitting there dwelling on what happened, instead of sitting there dwelling on what's going on, you stop and take the gratitude approach. Okay, well, it could have been worse. This could have happened instead. And when you switch your viewpoint and you stop and take that second, millisecond, whatever it takes to redirect yourself, that gives you that moment in time to redirect what you're doing and look at a solution, how to fix that problem. You know, focus on the solutions, not on the issues. Because if you only focus on the problems, you're never going to fix the issues. You're never going to get anywhere differently. You're going to always be standing still in that area.
So you got to fix the issues first before you do anything else.
What?
You have to fix the issues, right?
Before you got to solve the issues, yes. Well, no.
Yeah.
You look at steps. Okay, so you have a problem.
Right.
All right. So you're always doing everybody else's work. Everyone depends on you for everything. They don't prepare because they know you're going to pick the ball. You're going to take it and run. You're going to deal with it. So instead of coming to work every day feeling miserable and just waiting to, you know, spend hours working on stuff and getting everything ready and not, you know, what do? Do you sit there and you feel sorry for yourself or do you pull yourself up by your pants legs by your bootstraps and talk about the problem and figure out ways to fix the solution. You come in prepared. You get done what you need to get done for you. And then you talk about ways to fix it. You know, sit down with your boss, sit down with the powers that be, and sit and figure out what is a better solution to the problem. You may not completely fix the problem, because you got to remember the big, most important thing is learning to walk away and let go, not letting what other people do or don't do upset you. The aspect and the biggest problem we have as humans is we feel this need to control everything around us. We feel this need to sit and worry about what everything else is going on around us. Elections coming up tomorrow. You don't go vote, mm-hmm. but you're mad that whoever won, won. So
right.
you sit and you throw a fit. You get mad. You sit and focus on trash talking that the person that won, whatever. But can you really have a voice? Can you really have an opinion on what the government's saying if you did not go out and vote? No. You know,
no,
you sit
don't.
Glued. Exactly. Until you take a step to fix the problems, you have to learn to let things go. You know, people that sit glued to social media on news outlets worried about the next thing that's going to happen. You know, everybody did that for how many
right.
years after 9/11? Worried about everything around them.
A lot of people. Right. Yeah.
But there was a huge number of individuals that stepped up and did something. They went and listened because they felt the power to do something. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like the way the government's run, all right, well then run for office or write letters to your representatives.
Yeah.
Do something. Having that action plan is the first steps to changing your environment, changing who you are. Because it is so easy in this day and age
right.
to stand and look behind a screen, be that person behind an avatar or a name. Now, this is where kids nowadays have it so much harder than all the generations before them, is that they don't get the option unless the parents step in and say something to escape all this. You know, when we were kids, you got bullied. What happened? You got picked on at school. You got picked on the way to school. You got picked on the way home from school. But once you made it home, you knew you were safe. You were good. You had a chance to take a break from all that for the night. In this day and age, it don't stop when you get home. Kids are getting bullied
no.
on social media. They're getting phone calls. They're getting text messages. It doesn't stop. And that's why it's so important to teach our children how to be grateful for things and to stand up for themselves and be okay with who they are and understand that they are who they are because that's the way God made them. Until you're secure with who you are as an individual, and you love yourself, people aren't going to look at you the same way. People gravitate toward individuals that are confident and happy and secure and positive. You know, when you're, you know, in a group going to the bar or doing whatever, you have Debbie Downard over there. Do people? She ends up being at the corner by herself because people don't want to be around that. You're always negative. They're always complaining.
No.
It's just us in society all the time. You meet people like that all the time. Debbie Downard.
Right. The victim mentality is the new
norm
thing to
today.
Be. Right.
Yep.
You need to be the step to the new norm. Getting rid of the victim mentality and looking at things, okay, well, this thing happened. Well, it could be worse.
Yeah. That is true. Could be.
You know, a lot of soldiers coming back from deployments, the hardest thing they deal with is survivor's grief. They survived while their buddy didn't. And you question what you do, and you question what you didn't do, and see if you and you play it through your mind over and over again, wondering what you could have done differently.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you survived but your buddy next to you didn't? And the first step is you have to change that viewpoint and understand everything happens for a reason. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If I didn't know any better, I would really think your mom is sitting, you know, just when I hear that, it reminds me of the old buildings with their, you know, hammering the welds into the steel beams.
Yeah,
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, the old Dumbo movie where they're, you know, nailing the railroad ties into the railroad.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's making lunch. Hanging the dishes upstairs. Okay, yeah. You get to go up there. Okay, I'll meet you. Oh, boy. But, That's funny. Okay.
Hey, you know? You gotta take what you get. It's live radio.
Oh, yeah.
Things happen.
I love it. I love it.
Speaking of which, I have a huge announcement about the radio show. Before I go, forget.
Mm-hmm.
We all have Optimize My Life Facebook group.
Oh, cool.
It is a public group. All you do is go to Facebook and type in Optimize My Life. There will be handouts available. There will be newsletters, descriptions of each show, and links to the replays of the radio show, which is now on Apple Podcasts. I'm finishing up getting them on the other platforms. And as soon as I'm working out the kinks in it next week, or for next week, we will be going not just live on the radio, but we'll be going live on social media as well at the same time. So you can watch us live on Facebook and YouTube and other social media channels. So we're working on making this a full interactive. So if you have questions in the show, feel free. If you don't want to call it in, type it in, and we can answer your questions.
Mm-hmm.
Or get back to you after off the air. We are moving the radio show to the 20th century.
Yes. Thank God. It's about time. Wow. Okay.
You do realize, Kurt, we're in the 21st century, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we are. Yeah. And also, we are going to start our EP show next Monday, right, Mary?
Yep.
Saturday. It's some kind of time. EP time. Yeah, I look forward to everybody calling in and listening. And, well, I understand Wednesdays and Thursdays is just for teenagers to call in.
Wednesdays and Thursdays, it will be the reach out line for teens and kids who are struggling at home, at school, or wherever in life and just need a someone to talk to or just need a resource. And the nice thing is the way that the show is set up, you will be completely anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Only one person running the dashboard will have access to phone numbers, and that's it. Another thing to be grateful for.
Yeah, right. And guys, the 15 is that to encourage them to call in with their names and that, you know, whenever. All parents, Incognito, and stuff. So just have them encourage, call in. So, I'm looking forward to that.
You know, some people, when you're in this process of self-change, being thankful for, having gratitude, whatever you're doing, you can
right.
do it, overload it. So you could actually end up isolating yourself more than when you started out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big talk about is reframing what you're saying. You know, we've all had variations.
Right.
They're meant to inspire and, you know, whenever things get tough, you know, people make habits to mentally list things they're grateful for. You know, as you get older,
mm-hmm.
it was no longer a well-meaning reminding me. There was no adult or someone telling you to be grateful for. Things could be worse.
Right.
You know, people tend to Google and search for different ways to benefit and supporting words to use, stuff like that, mantras.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
The thought of being actively grateful help put your worries in perspective. You know, they were small concerns compared to what other people are going through. And a lot of people don't realize that this, if not done in moderation or not done correctly and not understanding your true feelings in the process, it'll invalidate your emotions.
Yeah.
Gratitude, it's complicated.
Well,
the thin line between gratefulness and comparison. So when you start this whole journey of looking at more positive and dealing with things, you still got to look at the real world. Understanding what your emotions are.
Right.
Feeling those emotions, going through the process. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to feel everything that you feel. And you want to make sure that you're not gaslighting.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah, it's cool. People sometimes express their feelings. by not hurting other people. That was, could be an issue. But I always tell them, look, you know, you have to speak out. You have to get that out of you. And when they do that, they feel better. And they are grateful for themselves to do that.
When you start bundling everything up inside you, all your pain, emotions, all your feelings, all that, what'll happen is that it'll affect you physically. A lot of times you'll start to feel chronic
right.
pain. You'll be exhausted. You'll have all these other things. And when you start feeling these issues, you start, this is what gaslighting is, it's ignoring it, making everything positive. It's like being in a cult and drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean, you know this guy's a psycho, but you just
yeah.
sit and keep finding, you ignore all the flaws.
You become a follower of the cult. It doesn't really know how bad it is. You're a follower, like the sheep.
It's about ignoring the truth in front of you. It's not seeing everything through a clear picture. You're seeing what you want to see. You're only seeing everything through rosy-colored glasses.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with following the masses. What gets you to follow the masses is you're only seeing what you want to see. You know,
right.
a lot of people do this with their kids. You know, everyone thinks their kids are perfect. Their kids are great. They don't make mistakes. They don't do things wrong. Because they don't want to believe that they may have did something wrong raising them. Instead of correcting them in that path and understanding, you know, your kid's a little poop. My kids get to be little poops at times. And we age appropriately punish them.
Oh.
The problem I have is my six-year-old, he's figured out that if he'll punish himself first, take away his computer, turn all his stuff off, he'll do what he's not supposed to do, he's already punished. How do you punish a kid that just punished themselves first?
Yeah.
That's my issue. He knows what he's doing is
mm-hmm.
wrong. He knows what he's doing is against the rules, and he went and punished himself first. Well, Mom, I just punished myself, so I took all my stuff away, so, you know, I can do that now because I'm punished.
Very interesting.
The biggest mistake you make is you use gratitude as a way to invalidate yourself. So when you keep these gratitude journals, write down exactly what happened, what you're feeling, and then make it a positive. But always, always, always first recognize your beliefs, your feelings, who you are. Don't dismiss what you're doing in order and what you're feeling in order to make yourself feel better in the moment. Because it may make you feel better in the moment, but down the road, it's not going to help you any. To do this the correct way, to get yourself feeling more positive, feeling more thankful, showing that gratitude, revamp the way you do things. And you want to do this for the best mental health that you can have. First of all, be authentic, be true. Just remember, you don't have to share this with the world. You have to share it with yourself. stop pretending. It's not a fake it till you make it situation. Don't force yourself to think of your life that isn't true. Be real. You know, life may suck at that moment. Yes. But don't focus on the negative, on the fact that it sucks. Admit that it sucks. Now figure out why does it suck. What can you do to fix what that situation? Don't focus on the problem. Look at the problem. Understand what you're feeling about that problem. And then focus on solutions to fix the problem.
That's a
little.
That's
next, when you have a hard time finding reasons to be happy about something or whatever, think of something small. Flame on a candle, the sound of water, you're breathing. Don't sit there and try to convince yourself that your life is perfect when it's not. You want to be honest and find little things to be happy about. Next of all, validate. 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 Don't choose between being upset or feeling that emotion and being grateful. And that could be one thing you could be grateful for, is you're feeling these emotions. You understand your emotions. You are able to express that. You want to always feel and focus on what you're feeling and understand why you're feeling those. Stay away from comparisons. Be real.
True to yourself. True to yourself. Be honest
with
yourself.
You don't want to sit and say, okay, well, this person has it worse than me. You want to look at it as saying, okay, I got the help I needed. Or you could look at it as, what can I do to help them get the help they need? Because I understand what they're going through. Talk to them. Getting help when you need it, talking to somebody, is the best care for anybody.
Yeah.
It's okay not to practice gratitude.
Well, not practicing. Okay, go on.
What?
Not practice gratitude?
I can't hear you, understand you, Kurt.
When would you do that?
I can't understand
you. It's not a practice of gratitude. When would you do that?
It's okay not to practice gratitude. What? Be real with yourself. You know, you've got issues. Find out figure out a plan to fix them. You don't always have to be the rosy, happy person and look at everything through colored glasses. just be honest with yourself.
Right.
You know, someone who's in a lot of pain, you know, instead of sitting there focusing on that they're in so much pain, find out why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, reaching out, finding help, figuring out answers to solutions.
Yeah.
The most important thing is to be honest with yourself. The most important thing is to understand and validate yourself, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're doing. That is key. That is so important. Understanding why you feel the way you feel. Understanding you're sad. Okay, now why am I sad? Understanding once you are honest with yourself and you sit and you analyze yourself and understand where you came from, why you came to this conclusion, what you're doing about it, and coming up with an action plan on how to solve those problems is the most important thing. Feeling emotions, feeling what you're feeling.
Yeah.
When does meditation?
Huh?
When does meditation come in?
Kurt, you're breaking up.
I'm having back in the door on the show. I'm seeing what we can fix it.
Do what works for you. Understanding how you feel, what you're thinking, and not just emotionally how you feel. What is your body going through? You know, is your heart racing? Are you tired? Are you exhausted? You know, are you getting headaches or, you know, are you sick all the time? Understanding these little issues that your body's trying to tell you is showing you that you're on the wrong path and you need to adjust. Listening to yourself is the most important thing in life. And being, if you can't be open and honest with yourself, you can't be open and honest with anyone else. We are almost out of time for today. Thank you for joining the show. Tomorrow is Travel Tuesday with Rick Reese, and he's going to talk about Surge 365. And how having a vision and a dream can progress you in life, and how you could ways that you could have residual income through different programs and travel. And I want to leave you with a couple messages from today. Be honest with yourself. All emotions that you feel are valid. Understanding why you feel those emotions is important. Take little steps to feel grateful for things. But the only way that'll work is if you're honest with yourself. Look at both sides. It's not an all or nothing. It's not a half empty glass or a glass half full. It is a glass. Look at a glass that's got half filled with water. The water is the problems, the emotions, mm-hmm. the feel. The empty part is what you have to be thankful about it. We've been so wrapped up in society about how we have to meditate. We have to do all these things to feel grateful for everything. We are not doing it in moderation. We're learning how to block ourselves out and how to avoid situations and avoid our feelings and what's going on around us. And instead of dealing with what we have and understanding that what we're feeling is right, and it's okay to feel that way, we're choosing to ignore it because we think there's something wrong with it. We're not victims of our own selves. We are vessels to empower ourselves. So you want to focus on the solutions, not the problems. You want to focus on this, on what you're feeling, and focus on the steps to fix those problems. But validating yourself first is the most important step. That's all I've got for today. I'll see you on Wednesday, and we're talking about transitions in life. Have a good day, and thank you for joining us.
You too.